Hello, I'm Eric Corman, Communications Director at League of Education Voters. In this podcast, we interview policymakers, partners, and thought leaders to spotlight education policies, research, and practices so that together we can create a brighter future for every Washington student. Glenna Gallo is the new Assistant Superintendent of Special Education at the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Glenna came to Washington State from Utah, where she was the State Director of Special Education for the State Board of Education. I know this is a little late, but welcome. Welcome to Washington State. How do you like it here?
You know what? I am really enjoying Washington. It's very different from Utah, where I spent the last 20 years, and extremely different from Las Vegas, where I grew up. So, thank you.
How so? I'm curious about that.
Not only in the climate, right, but in political views, as well as progressive attitudes towards education and really making sure that all students have the ability to be successful and that there are adequate funds supporting the public education system.
So what was your personal education journey like? How did you get to where you are? What worked for you and what didn't work so well for you?
I always wanted to be a teacher. Even, you know, back in elementary school, that's what I used to play at, was being a teacher. When I went to college, I went to UNLV, having grown up in Vegas, and was planning to be an elementary ed teacher. Surprisingly, though, one semester, I was not able to enroll full-time in the elementary ed program because it was full. And that was back when, in order to have insurance, you had to be a full-time student. Huh. And so I had to switch over and take classes in the special ed department so that I could maintain my insurance. I had had some experience with special education from a neighbor who worked in special ed and got her master's in special ed. And when I switched over and started taking introductory classes in special ed, I realized that that was really where I was meant to be. Uh-huh. So I finished my degree there, got my bachelor's in special ed. Then my husband convinced me to move to Utah. Started teaching in Utah, enjoyed the experience a great deal. I have to tell you, my entire career was spent at the middle school level. I had experience from elementary all the way to secondary, but really enjoyed students at the middle school level. I taught at the middle school level for several years, went on to get a master's of special ed in Utah, went on to get an administrative endorsement, and then started working at the state. Okay. It was unexpected. It wasn't something I'd ever anticipated going into state service, but I did have really strong views about special education and improvements that were needed. And so I switched over, did several positions for the State Board of Education, looking at compliance monitoring, dispute resolution, and then became the director of special ed. At that time, I had the amazing opportunity to do some training out at the University of Virginia at the Darden Business School around local education agency and state education agency turnaround efforts. Okay. And that got me interested in the business approach to education. Hmm. And so at that point, I went and got a master's in business administration. After I received an MBA, I started applying that to my work. And then both of my children were adults and had graduated from high school and were going into college. And so my husband and I had an amazing opportunity to decide what we wanted to do professionally and where we wanted to live. About that same time that I was trying to make that decision, Superintendent Reichdahl was elected, and I was in conversations with him and incredibly impressed with his vision of where he wanted to go with education, and so made the decision to move to Washington.
Well, there's a couple of things that are really interesting, like the idea of working in middle schools. There is so much going on in terms of what students are experiencing, you know, both physically and emotionally. And gosh, there's so many things to unpack. Is that what you found intriguing about working in middle school? Because there was just so much to do.
I've always liked when there's lots to do, right? Because I don't like being bored. So I always like to see what is it that we can do next. But I think having the opportunity to work with students with disabilities when they're going through such tremendous change in their lives and with their personalities, you know, in that sixth and seventh grade all the way up through ninth and 10th grade, kind of the development of their sense of humor, their use of sarcasm, they're starting to see the application of what they've learned to life. And that's what I've really enjoyed. I've been very lucky in that a group of students that I've worked with have reached out and found me through Facebook. Aww. So I've still had an opportunity to see like what they've made of themselves, what's happening with their families and their lives and their careers.
What would you say is the biggest misconception that people have about middle school students, especially those with disabilities?
Wow, that is a really tough question. I would say that students aren't planning for their futures. I think that middle school students are just starting to find themselves and starting to address what they want to do and what they're learning they can do. And it's really an opportunity for them to try new things and identify areas that they didn't know that they had interests in, as well as an opportunity for them to really use their strengths to make changes.
The other thing you said that was interesting was the idea of an MBA. Is that what helped you, say, with special education finance? Is that where you married the two?
You know, I think it's going to take more than an MBA to understand special ed finance completely, especially as every state has a different system and structure in place. What has been helpful is being able to look at the business field for ways that they've made changes, especially when we're looking at system-wide changes and needing to address changes in culture. That has been incredibly helpful, bringing that over from the business field. I will say that based on where I started in the field, and then even the last 8.5 years working at like a state director of special ed level, the job has changed dramatically in that time. So it went from really a focus on compliance with IDEA and looking at those compliance results to really looking at how do we use funds effectively while being in compliance and making a difference for students. And so even 8 years ago, what I was doing in this role and what I'm doing now have no similarities. Like, the position has just completely changed. And that's been the standard, I would say, across the nation. So I've had a great opportunity to be on the board and to serve as the president of the National Association of State Directors of Special Ed recently. And so I've had an opportunity to see how special ed works in other states and hear about improvement efforts and research that's happening. And I would say that consistently across the nation, there have just been large-scale changes in special ed.
What's a state that's doing something really innovative or something that you'd like to replicate here in Washington?
That is a tough question because so many states are doing things that are really innovative. But I would say off the top of my mind right now, Vermont is really looking at how to overhaul their special education system and have created kind of a multi-year improvement plan for special education in partnership with the legislature and the districts. And so that's something that I'm paying a lot of attention to, as I think that we need something similar here in Washington.
Where do you see, as in Washington, the biggest opportunity to lean in for our students with disabilities?
So there's multiple areas that allow us some opportunities here in Washington. The first one is, no matter who I talk to, everyone's aware of the need for improvement in improving the educational system around students with disabilities. We have a state superintendent who focuses on equity and the needs of students with disabilities, as well as continuous improvement. And then we kind of have this unprecedented opportunity with the state Every Student Succeeds Act, ESSA plan, which really focuses on equity and decreasing opportunity gaps for students with disabilities. And so I think that all of that brought together shows that not only is there a need for improvement, but there's a desire for improvement. And now we just actually have to implement a plan and move forward with that improvement.
And if you were to even pull up a little higher and say, okay, if I were in charge of the overall education system, and this could certainly include special education, what would you do? Like, if you could do anything, if there were no limits, no budgetary constraints, how would you change our education system?
I love this question. I would love to think about a world where there were no budget constraints and we could do whatever needed to happen to improve education for children. I would say where we have to start is the community. So we have a community who identifies that we need to improve things for students with disabilities, but we also have a community that battles against each other regarding those improvements. So I would say if we had the funding and were able to work with families and students and legislators and educators, and were able to commit to the changes that we wanted to see, and we're able to fund those and prepare educators, both general ed and special ed, to provide those services, we would see unprecedented growth and improved outcomes for students.
What would you like to see for your own kids and someday your grandkids?
You know what? I really want to see an equitable system in the world. I want to see a system that acknowledges and adjusts to the needs of every student. And I want to see a supportive community that is used to being around people with differing needs and abilities and just accepts that. And then lastly, I would say I want to be part of, and I want my children and my children's children to be part of a world where when there's disagreements, we don't personally attack each other, but we come together and find resolution.
Glenna Gallo is the Assistant Superintendent for Special Education at the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Glenna, thank you so much for letting me drop by.
Thank you so much. This was enjoyable.
And thank you for listening. To learn more about League of Education Voters or to support our work, please visit educationvoters.org.